Good morning to you, John. Ho be. Zoo, you be going to market, I to see. Why, you be quite a loaded wee a geese.
Yes, Thomas, yes. I fear I must get rid of every goose and goslin I've got. And what is worse, I fear that I must sell my little cow.
Ho, Zoo, then, John. Why, what's the matter now? What, can't you run get along? Be you run a groan and can't pay 20 shillings for a pound? What, can't you put a loaf on shelf?
This? No, but I'd a fear that I shan't do that, my cow. No, they be going to close them common, I'd a hear, and twill be soon be gone upon. So, I must sell my bit of stock to ye, because they won't have any groan to run upon.
Why, what she tell o? I be very sorry to hear what they be gwine about. But it, I suppose there'll be a allotment vary when they'd a come to mark it out.
No, not for I fear. And if they should, why, 'twouldn't be so handy as it is now. For 'tis the common that do I good, the run for my view geese or for my cow.
Yes, that's the job. Why, 'tis a handy thing to have a bit of common, I dunno, to pat a little cow upon in spring, the while one spit of orchard grass to grow.
Yes, that's the thing, you see. No, I'd a mow my bit of grass and make a little rick, and in the summer, while to grow, my cow to run in the common ver to pick a blade or two of grass, if she can find 'em. But t'other cattle don't leave much behind 'em. So, in the evening, we'd a put a lock of nice fresh grass afore the wicket, and she'd a come at 5 or 6 o'clock, as content as the sun, to pick it. And then, besides the cow, why, we'd a let our geese run out among the emmet hills, and then, when we'd a pluck 'em, we'd a get some feathers for her to sell, and quills, and in the winter, we'd a fat 'em well and carry 'em to the market for her to sell to gentlefolks. But we don't have to afford to put a goat atop of our board. But we'd a get our feast, for we be able to clap the giblets up atop a table.
And I don't know a many better things than geese's heads and gizzards' legs and wings.
And then when I got nothing else to do, why, I can take my hook and gloves and go to cut a lot of vus and briars for hetting ovens or for lighting fires. And when the children be too young to yarn a penny, they can go out in dry weather and run a boat and get together a bag of cow dung for to burn.
'Tis handy to live near a common. But I've a Z'd and I've a Z'd that if a poor man got a bit of bread, they'll try to check it from him. But I were told, back to the day, that they be got into a way of letting bits of ground out to the poor.
Well, I'd hope it's true, I'm sure. And I'd hope that they will do it here. Or I must go to workhouse, I'd fear.